Yes, indeed. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. We are so glad that you've tuned in, and we are glad to be your hosts. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would like to host you right here in the Valentine and Cherry County area. Maybe it's a river trip, a lake trip, maybe a golf outing, or come down for a winter ice fishing trip, Valentine's Day celebration, and of course, Old West Days will be coming up here in the spring. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
And of course, it won't be too long. We'll just be a flash of a moment, and it'll be New Year's Eve. So I want to get you ready for that. Here's an Irish toast. As we start the new year, let's get down on our knees to thank God we're on our feet. That's an Irish toast. Other good things like that coming up on The Good Stuff, including a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. You're going to want one of those. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Just visit tsln.com. You can get it coming to your door on a weekly basis quickly.
Something from Mike Pujalo for Veterans Day coming up called Lest We Forget. When we pause to honor the sacrifice of those who gave their lives and more, let us not forget that very few of them would have really chosen to go to war. For every life that's cast away leaves a family ripped and torn, bitter tears and empty dreams, a generation left unborn. It is not for honor or for glory that a young man fights and dies. Let us not forget their sacrifice, nor cheapen it with lies. Some battles must be fought. There still is no other way. But owe it to their memory to keep searching for the day when young soldiers will not have to die, and all nations will be free, when our leaders wage the final war between greed and poverty. From Mike Pujalo, with Veterans Day just around the corner.
Dolores Colburn of Valentine, Nebraska, shared this. It's actually Baxter Black from an article called The Hard Part. Doing a C-section is no different than tamping a post or running a backhoe once you become accomplished at the procedure. It's easy. For several years, I had veterinary students helping me calve first calf heifers. They were senior students, steeped in book learning, but shy on experience. Each longed eagerly to apply his knowledge. The object of their longing was to perform a cesarean section on a heifer. I pointed out to them that the surgery itself was not difficult. When facing a calving problem, the hard part is figuring out what to do and when to do it. The how is easy. Dystocia, which is a scientific term for difficult birth, has many solutions. A C-section is merely one of several choices, usually the last. The same rule applies to many veterinary situations. First, you have to determine what the problem is, then decide which treatment to use. Once that's done, the actual treatment itself, be it an injection, a change of feed, a hosing out, or a C-section, is the easy part. I did remind the students that there is one exception to the rule, the uterine prolapse. What to do and when are already decided for you, and put it back where it belongs. Now, the how is never easy. It's like trying to turn a 10-pound marshmallow inside out and stuff it through a knothole, and often under adverse conditions. We found a heifer in the headlights. She was laying on top of a knoll that the wind had blown bare of snow. Tinker had spotted her late that afternoon, and it was dark by the time we arrived. She was weak, so I looped her front legs and tied her to the deer guard on the front bumper. Tinker backed up, taking out the slack. I stripped down in the glare of the high beams and bent over the mass under her tail. I lay down behind my patient and slithered around on the frozen ground for 20 minutes, lifting, pushing, cussing, lifting, pushing, cussing. I don't believe I'd be able to finish the job if Tinker hadn't been there to encourage me. Every 5 minutes, he'd let the engine drop back to idle, crank down the driver's side window an inch, and shout into the wind, "How are you doing, Doc? Good keeping up." Good help like that's hard to find.
Oh, yeah. Baxter Black is always a good one.
Yes. Okay, here's another funny. O'Hare says, "Have you seen Mulligan lately, Pat?" Pat says, "Well, I have, and I haven't." O'Hare says, "Well, what do you mean by that?" Pat replies, "It's like this, you see. I saw a chap who I thought was Mulligan, and he saw a chap that he thought was me. And when we got up to one another, it was neither of us."
Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.